You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sports. Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's
Mailbag. Here in the control room at the stadium for another Mailbag, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me for the pre-combine edition. We'll be off to Indianapolis next week for the annual scouting combine. And the first question actually deals with the combine. It's from Scott Curtis. Which quarterback has the most to gain at next week's combine? Well, I'm going to actually give you two quarterbacks that I think could gain a lot. And I think that's because they're going to do well in the interview process when they get the whiteboard and show teams what they can do in terms of diagramming plays and all that. Baker Mayfield and Kyle Lauletta, they both did well at the Senior Bowl last month. Mayfield in particular at the practices. Kyle Lauletta stood out more in the game. He played for the South team, Mayfield for the North team. You know, they both have a very strong football acumen, high football IQ. I think they're the kinds of quarterbacks that when they get into those rooms and can show teams what they know about an offense, how to diagram a play, how the parts fit, how the players fit, that they're going to do very well. Josh Rosen of UCLA, I think he also has a lot to gain from those interviews because there have been some questions about him in terms of his demeanor, how he runs a team, etc. I think he can answer a lot of those questions. The workouts, yeah, they'll matter, but at the same time, I think for the quarterbacks, the interview process and the medical process, those are going to be the most important. So I'll get those three quarterbacks in particular that can show the most next week in Indianapolis. Another question about the pass rush. This one from Jose Barrero. The Broncos were not even in the top 20 in combined pressures, even with Von Miller being one of the league leaders. Can bounce back seasons of Shane Ray and DeMarcus Walker be enough to turn up the heat, or does the team lack pass rushers? Well, certainly you named it with Shane Ray right there. He was never healthy, even though he came back, played about half the season. He was never himself, never got his strength back, in large part because once he had that injury on the first day of training camp, he wasn't able to continue working out, doing upper body work, so he lost weight, and so when he played, he wasn't as strong as he would have liked to have been. So certainly, this offseason is going to be critical for him getting that upper body strength back, being stouter in pass rush, stouter at the point of attack. Shaq Barrett, he's a restricted free agent. The Broncos would like to have him back. A good season from him would also help. But you mentioned DeMarcus Walker, of course, was outside linebacker throughout the season, can rotate inside. I think finding a home for him is going to be crucial, especially if that home is as a defensive end, particularly a defensive end who's in that two defensive lineman package that rushes the passer. That may well be the best spot for him. The Broncos need a bit more consistent pass rush from those defensive linemen when they go into that 2D lineman sub package. And that's where I think more pressure can come from, can supplement what they get off the edges. And yes, don't be surprised to see the Broncos supplement that with a draft pick or a free agent pickup or both. But certainly, I think many of the answers are within, and Shane Ray getting back up to strength is a big part of that. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us next week from Indianapolis, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. And also listen to me every weekday from 10 a.m. now to 1 p.m. on 1st and 10 at 10 with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater. We will be live at the Scouting Combine starting next Wednesday. Plenty of stuff to come from there. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.